Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on the main card fighter to win. That's code FANRUN in all caps. For a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook, must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
We kick off hour number three, the David Depot, coming up at 9:15. You can see Dak Prescott going to be pretty much ready to go this offseason.
They're getting ready for their OTAs, and they're excited to see what he looks like. Apparently his progress has been thumbs up. OTAs this week? Next week?
Do you expect Dallas to be good? Like, I understand they would have won their division had Prescott not gotten hurt, but it's,
yeah, but it's
the worst division in all of
football. It's a relative good.
Yeah.
Could they be good in their division? I think so. Will they compete for, like, a playoff run? No.
Week one against that Tampa Bay Bucks defense should probably scare some Dallas fans.
Mm. Oh, gosh.
Did they get their defense shored up this offseason? Probably not.
I always feel like the Cowboys should be good, and then they're just not. You know what I mean? Well, like, I look at their roster.
Prescott himself was on fire until the injury.
That's true.
I mean, a lot of that was kind of junk yardage because they'd get down so much, he'd just have to sling it around a bunch.
Did you hear about Travis Etienne being a wide receiver?
Yeah,
For the entire...
Was that the plan all along for him, or are they just trying to upgrade his pass-catching ability since he's going to be their third down back?
I think that.
What do you think about that? All receiver.
Maybe it's smart. I don't know. I mean,
Urban trying to, like, think too far outside the box?
Maybe. They always say that with rookie runners, you know, their big problem is they don't know what to do in the pass game. They don't know who to block. They don't know when to, you know, when to release, when to chip.
Well, you kind of nullify that if you put him out at receiver.
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. It seemed kind of weird.
I mean, he's a good enough athlete. I think he could play it just fine. Just seems like you drafted a running back in the first round, right? That was their second pick of the first round?
Mm-hmm.
Might want to try him at his natural position that he's played, you know, for the last, I don't know, 12 years or so.
Well, maybe they feel like he'll pick that up fine in the next phase, but this was just kind of getting started. I want to get used to catching a lot of balls at rookie camp. Kadarius Toney mostly lined up in the slot.
Naturally.
Ran a bunch of short routes. They say he looked quicker than all their other receivers.
He's quick. I just, again, it's kind of the off-the-field overall mentality thing with Toney. That's why I didn't want the Titans to take him. Mm. Old Komos will have front row seating for the Kadarius Toney experiment in New York.
Andy is the starter, says Matt Nagy.
I told you this.
Like, you told us it already happened, or you projected?
He project.
Do you blame that? Like, do you think it's a bad thing?
Andy's going to get the one reps. Nagy also defended his choice by stating 33-year-old Dalton, quote, is essentially like a rookie as well, as both quarterbacks
that
continue
makes no
learning
sense.
The playbook.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that he's learning the playbook, but to say a 33-year-old who's played a lot of football in the NFL is going to be a rookie, that doesn't. He's been through the
multiple.
He's
teams.
Been through the fires. He hasn't necessarily been good. They got him from the Cowboys, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What did he do last year when he came in? Was he worth anything?
Nope.
No. But he's going to go and start for the Bears. How long do you think that lasts? And who takes his job from him?
I don't know, man. Like, they managed to they won several games with Mitch Trubisky. Like, the Bears just were looking into wins last year, and they got to the point where it's just like their quarterback play is awful, but they continue to win games. And so I could see a similar thing happening this season as well.
With Dalton as the game manager type or with somebody else?
I'd say he'll go like
start off with Dalton and then games, eventually go into Fields, and it still will not go well, and the Bears will miss the playoffs again. Like, that's what I expect to happen.
Well, one place I'm really fascinated to what they do with the quarterback is in Philly with Jalen Hurts, because their coaching, offensive coaches have been, I mean, this says that the offensive coordinator, Nick Sirianni, who came over from the Colts, has been reluctant to commit to him as even the week one starter or the long-term answer at quarterback. And said when there wasn't much like run pass options or quarterback runs in their initial install and everything.
There was not a lot of that.
Right. Like, not a lot of stuff to fit Jalen Hurts. He's just installing like his stuff.
They didn't run a ton of that with Hurts last year, did they? He was
right.
Mostly just a drop back passer who could extend plays and take off running.
Yeah, but they kind of built that year up for Carson Wentz, so people were thinking, you know, maybe this year, if he's the guy, are they going to adapt the offense to fit a little more of his skill set?
Who's the backup there? Did you just say that? Is it Hurts and?
I don't remember. Who is the backup there?
I'll find it.
Okay.
I'm kidding. I'm not going to look that up.
Okay. Well, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Wolverine Rumor Mill on the horn.
I was hoping this would happen today. I was hoping this would happen. This is what we're looking for here.
What's up, buddy?
A little spice.
Well, am I messing you guys up? I know that you're talking about the NFL now.
No. I teased this in the first hour. I said it might be coming later. Timing didn't matter. This is an important question. And well, I've got follow-ups for you, WR. I got follow-ups.
All right. Well, if you got kids, you know that mornings are pretty busy. So it took me a little while to get on the phone, but no, that was a good series this weekend. First of all,
I thought so.
I was impressed, to be honest with you. I paid close attention to this series in the Vanderbilt series, and I got to be honest with you, Vanderbilt is way better than Arkansas, in my opinion.
They've been slipping a little bit lately, but. Yeah, it's kind of weird because I thought so too. Just based on what I saw when the two teams played, Vanderbilt kind of scared me more, but Arkansas just keeps winning.
Maybe that's a better way to put it. Yeah, maybe that's a better way to put it.
Higher
Arkansas
ceiling.
Kind of like they do all the little things. They get a guy on third with less than two outs. They're getting him in.
Yeah.
Things like that, you know. But, man, the end of the game yesterday rubbed me the wrong way. So, first of all, Arkansas's coach is a senior citizen. And you're gonna go after him on the field. Okay, I understand. There's probably maybe some things happen. I don't know. I heard the girlfriend rumor, but that's dumb. But dude, he's been in town all weekend. You have his cell phone number because you worked for him. Can we not settle that kind of behind the scenes instead of wait until the cameras are on us? Like, and then you pull the mask up. That's what topped it off for me. You know, honestly, it reminded me of Butch Jones.
Oh, no.
That was my first thought.
I made that reference earlier. Like, I like a little bit of petty, but you could kind of go the wrong way with petty, and it makes you look weak.
Is that like running over to Eric Stryker after you just lost and saying, show some damn class?
Well, apparently Van Horn said something about, you know, something that happened on the field, and then that upset Tony, and then he made some reference about something with Arkansas that had happened previously when he was there.
If that was the first thing, his first response, you know it had been on his mind.
Sure.
That's the first thing that comes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know. That's why people mock baseball so-called brawls, because all they are is chirping 90% of the time. So, I don't know.
Okay, if you're a player for Tony V, I mean, I know you've paid attention to two. Like, do you like a fiery coach like that, especially given how young he is? Like, does that relate, or would you rather have a Van Horn, who's kind of the steady, you know, frankly kind of boring dude, but obviously his product is good.
That's a personal preference. I prefer boring.
Okay.
Because, you know, I prefer in baseball, stay the heck out of the way. What? How much does a head coach or manager actually do in baseball? Honestly, not a ton.
You would know better than me. I mean, there's certain decisions they have to make where.
Certain.
Yeah. Where is it a gut feel? Is it an analytics thing? Is it kind of the safe play? They were talking about that yesterday or I guess it was the Rucker situation. You know, old traditionalists would have said, you got two on, no outs, bottom of the ninth. Bunt, get the two runners around. And then I think it was the pitching coach said, just hit it over the bleeping fence. And Tony V said, all right, go out there and swing away. First pitch lands in the river.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, those are some of the things. But how many – what is that, once a game, twice a game?
Yeah, probably.
It's a lot different. But I guess maybe college head coaches are much different than, say, professional managers because you're still teaching a lot of fundamentals at that level.
Mm-hmm.
So you're probably looking for something in a little different, a manager at the college level as opposed to the pro level. But personally, I would prefer a laid-back dude. But whatever. I mean, they both work. It depends on, what type of team you got.
Yeah, that was my next question. You know, this team, not the most talented. I mean, the Arkansas writer for Hog Sports or whatever said they make up for their talent deficiency with grit. And I have to imagine that comes from Tony V. I do wonder if kind of as the talent increases, does he maybe kind of back off and become more of that figurehead, stable, not as, I don't say dramatic to be negative, but he's a fiery guy. He likes to mix it up with umpires. He'll mix it up with opposing players, opposing coaches. But I wonder if as he kind of seasons here, if that kind of mellows down a little bit.
I think if it's genuine, the players will love it. But if you can sniff a phony from a mile away, and I'm not saying that's what he is by any stretch. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Like the false hustle, like false tough guy. Who's always yelling.
Yes, like Jeremy Pruitt, Butch Jones.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But you can sniff that out from a mile away. And he's not that. I'm not saying that. But, I don't know. That's a good question. But I was pretty impressed with the way that they played because, just be honest, they're not as talented as Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, not even really close. But they played just as good as them all three games.
Mm-hmm.
So that was an entertaining. Did you guys get to go to any of the games?
I did not. Hickman, did you make one or no?
I was out of town.
Oh, okay. I think a couple of the guys on the Blitz went. I'll be interested to talk to them a little bit later and see what the environment was like. It was nice to have the crowd, fully open. The environment looked good. I mean, I think Tony V's done a really good job of inviting people in. Now we just got to make sure the stadium is suitable and get him. I mean, seems like everyone who has an opinion thinks LSU's going to come calling for him. And admittedly, I'm not a big college baseball aficionado, but it sounds like LSU has the resources, should they want him, to make him a pretty sizable offer.
I wanted to attend, but unfortunately, my schedule wouldn't allow it.
Yeah, Dave was dying to get there. Yeah.
I got to go. I got to go Friday night. I took my 3-year-old, and honestly, if you got a 3-year-old, that's maybe 2 years too young. Because we chased the mascot, we chased Smokey around the stadium and saw probably 5 total pitches.
What did you think of the environment, though?
It was great. It was really, really good. In a beautiful night, I mean, there was not one empty seat.
Oh, that's awesome.
The beer lines were 25 deep all night.
That's what I'm talking about.
I was impressed. But yeah, but there's, man, hopefully they can get something done with those facilities here at some point because they're just not what they should be. It's not horrible, but if you want to keep guys like Tony V, you gotta. That's what you gotta do. Hopefully that happens.
No, and you've nailed it. Like,
there any talk about that?
Oh yeah, there's been talks. Apparently, there's some renderings up in the coach's office where they've got kind of an idea of what they want to do. And it's funny, so many coaches, they come in and it's like a money chase, right? Like they want this new salary. Oh, I want this extension. Now he said, I'm pretty taken care of. He's a young guy. He's got a long career ahead of him, but he just wants the facilities upgraded so that he can recruit and continue to win. The question is, can we do that fast enough, or does LSU come calling where everything's already in place and I won't have to wait a year and a half for my facility upgrades? That's kind of the question.
Because Maneri's still at LSU. You talk about a clown. That guy's a clown.
Yeah, you he and I talked about him after that series where he was, oh, the students were so mean. And
mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, so he's probably getting up there a little bit, so he's probably got just a couple more years at LSU, maybe. But, yeah, just, he seems to like it. Tony seems to like it here, though, at Tennessee.
Yeah, he's either a great liar or he really does, you know, believe what he says.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Yep, time will tell. Anything else for us, WR?
No, gentlemen, good talk.
All right, appreciate it, bud. Call. Be good. Yeah, it's just, I think he kind of nailed it, right? Like, if that is genuine, then I'm okay with it. Because people are going to make mistakes. And that was the first thing Tony V did in the postgame presser was apologize for, you know, what he said and when he said it. Mm-hmm. You know, to WR's point, like, he admitted I should have talked to him about some of that stuff off the field. But when he said something about what had happened on the field, I got a little upset and said some things I shouldn't have. But what wasn't shown on the SEC network broadcast was them talking, you know, man-to-man, off to the side, masks down, after that initial confrontation. So hopefully everything kind of got squared away. But I don't know, I'll say it, like, it's like I said earlier, like, in the moment he got a little fiery, but at least he was man enough to go over there and say, hey, I messed up. That was on me. That was stupid.
It's the Depot next. You don't want to miss it.
Yeesh.
It's that time of the day of the week. It's Davey. It's the Depot. It's the Davey Depot. Your host, today and always, Davey Hudson.
Don't let us down.
Thank you. I hope everyone had a fantastic weekend. I know I did. Still in recovery mode a little bit. And then last night I had a really big scare.
Oh, no.
Yeah, hit a deer. Or as I'd say, the deer hit me. But I don't need to get into the semantics. Car's fine. Deer, when I pulled over to check, I mean, if it was too bad, I was going to put it out of its misery, but I couldn't find the deer, so.
You didn't track it into the woods to make sure?
No, it was 9 o'clock. I was looking spiffy. I was like, no, I'm not going up in there. So we'll see what happens. Actually, we won't. That's pretty much the end of the story. Mm-hmm. Pop the light back in place, kind of knocked that out on the car, but everything's fine. We're back in business for the Blazer, so. That was that. I went fishing. Thought it was funny. Friday night, I had a good size. I got the lines out as I normally do, and the alternate to jugging, and actually ended up, my dog was there, and he loves to go out on the kayak with me, but obviously if I got the bait and stuff, I don't want him out there. And so I thought it was still a little too early to really catch anything, and so it's like, all right, I'll take him for a quick boat ride. And as I'm bringing him back, there was a good-sized fish on the line. I could tell by the way it was pulling the noodle down. And it ended up to where I was there. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get this fish in the boat at the same time as the dog. Because the dog, he just has that innate ability to just attack anything he sees.
Sounds like a really nice dog.
Yeah. But once I realized the fish was over twice his size, I was like, there's no way. So I just had to drop him off back at the dock. Then whenever by the time I got back out, the fish had managed to get off.
It's a shame.
I mean, I wasn't going to catch it anyway. I saw what it looked like. It was able to get off. But
catfish?
Yeah.
Well done.
Channel cat.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, blue channel cat.
There is a blue cat and there is a channel cat.
No, was a combination.
Oh.
Oh, no. Did you just catch Davey not knowing?
A blue channel cat. It's a hybrid.
Is that not possible?
I don't think so.
It's possible.
It's a channel cat, a blue cat, and
there's
a flathead.
Oh, there's mud.
There's mud?
Yeah, mud catfish. Look it up.
Are they around here?
Google it. It's worth a Google.
It's called a flathead. That's the true name is a flathead, which is what I just said.
It's mud cat.
Okay, it's fine.
Fact of the day. Had fun. I'll be back out there soon. Weather was nice. This one, probably going to blow all your minds. You all have been pronouncing Dr. Seuss's name wrong all your life.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, I know he's canceled now, but it's actually Let me make sure I say this right. It rhymes with voice, so it's Dr. Seuss.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like you told us this before.
I have not done this as a fact.
Not on the depot.
Okay.
So it's Seuss.
Yeah. Seuss? Theodore Seuss Gazelle. Giselle? I don't even know how to say his actual last name, but Seuss is his mother's maiden name.
Well, he's canceled, so I don't know that it matters, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Banger of the day? Or did you have another Dr. Seuss reference?
No, I was just continuing on. I was like, it's not that important. But yeah, that was just kind of the thing. I don't know how we got stuck on Seuss, but it doesn't go into that in-depth of a explanation. But yeah, Seuss, mother's maiden name. At least that's how the family pronounces it. Banger of the day, just moving right along. It's Joker and the Thief by Wolf Mother.
Mm. Okay, it's a good one. And for the entree here, are we going movie review, headlines?
First off, I was going to give a pick for tonight.
I thought you said...
Only one pick. No, okay. No NBA, but gotcha. For the NHL, I'm going with the Boston Bruins money line. I was able to get them at minus 125. I have a feeling that they are going to probably have more money come on them soon. So if you want the best odds, I'd say get in now. The Capitals, this will be game two. The Capitals took game one in overtime, and that was a very hard-fought match. Things went down to the wire, obviously, if it goes into overtime, but the Capitals reigned supreme and ended up getting the series lead. But Preds also play tonight. My model actually would have just said not to bet on it, but I put a small wager on the Preds, you know, just to kind of – really, really make me feel good if they were to win. It's kind of like a double win. But if they lose, then it's like a gut punch from just the loss in general. I won't be losing much. It's just a small bet on that.
So why didn't you do that for the baseball?
I couldn't find the odds.
Well, no, not to bet it, but just to say, I would like them to win tonight.
I did want them to win. I wanted them to win all 3 days.
You predicted them to lose.
Okay. I predict times for the basketball team to lose, even though I want them to win.
Okay.
Like, I didn't think we were going to beat Alabama in the SEC tournament. All right, fine. I'll get on with it. I was going to go into some headlines. Mm-hmm. And I did talk about one, as we mentioned, the Jontavious Bryant guy. But I mentioned the dog story about my dog, and he's smaller. But there's a Chihuahua that's possibly facing the death penalty in the UK.
The death penalty?
Yeah.
Why?
He attacked a petrified woman and nipped at her ankles.
Petrified as in made of hard wood?
No, she was basically terrified but petrified.
Okay.
Buddy the Chihuahua.
So he tried to nip at her?
Yep.
Was she going away from him, coming towards him? What's the deal?
Wait,
here?
It's a Chihuahua nipped at somebody and it might have to be put down?
Yep. This is over in the UK, but it's been ordered to stand trial for...
I mean, you can't discriminate against breeds, Houston. I mean, just if it was a pit bull and it tried to nip at somebody, they'd probably put it down. So, yeah. Sorry, Chihuahua. Why does the Chihuahua get a break?
If a hamster bit a guest, would you put the hamster down?
Probably.
It's a Chihuahua. Like, what's it going to do? Like, right. Oh, it kind of scared me for a second. Death penalty?
Buddy.
The lady was offended.
Buddy initially raced out to greet Luis Elif, I think is how you say your last name.
Buddy's the dog?
Yeah, Buddy is the dog.
Okay.
Not the woman. Luis is 49. I don't know why they decided to include her age, but I guess that kind of helps. If she's like 80, I guess that might help her case a little bit more. Like,
so a 49-year-old woman wants a dog dead because it nipped at her?
I don't know if she necessarily wants the dog dead.
Did it break the skin?
There was a small bit of blood.
Oh, there was blood.
Yeah. She said the dog came booming out and kept biting around my
booming?
Legs.
It's a Chihuahua. Sorry, did I say it wrong?
A little bit. You said a wawa. Chihuahua.
I'm not doing
Chihuahua.
Why are you looking at me?
You both got onto me for the way I said Chihuahua.
Chihuahua?
I didn't booming get on you out for saying it.
Someone did.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, maybe it was someone else.
You're just hearing things.
Yeah. I mean, what? The booming out.
The dog came booming out and kept biting her around my legs. The dog was chasing me, nipping at my legs, and it drew blood.
Kill it.
I could not move quickly enough. It was chasing me round and round in circles. The 13-inch tall pooch was getting more and more irate. I was absolutely petrified.
It's an attack chihuahua.
Petrified, changed into a stony substance, ossified.
What if it had been a little kid?
Also frightened.
She continues, it took a wad out of my leg, which left me bleeding and with a massive bruise. I was shaking.
The
way it came at me was full-on aggression. You don't expect that from such a small dog. Actually, you kind of do. They're pretty much known to
have a bad temper.
Yeah. Single owner.
I think I've only met like one nice one in my entire life. Chihuahua.
A buddy's owner, Ash, I think it's Routledge, not Rutledge, but again, this is over in the UK, who is 30, had only had the pooch for a month when the incident happened. He has apologized, but faces a charge under the Dangerous Dogs Act of having a dog dangerously out of control. And again, I don't expect it to go this far. I do not expect the dog to get put down, but it's just saying, like, again, it's a headline to try to get your attention, but I just thought her comments were the funniest part about it.
I'm sure the Chihuahua is the poster child for the Dangerous Dogs Act.
The maximum penalty is 5 years behind bars if the case goes to Crown Court. I don't understand UK system.
For the owner or for the dog?
For the owner. But a judge could also order that Buddy be destroyed. That's how they phrase this. After a magistrate ordered the pooch to stand trial.
Uh-huh. What if it had been a little kid? Eason could have died.
Ash, who's a father of three, said, I never expected it to get this far. It's just ridiculous. I agree with you, Ash. What happened was a complete accident, and now taxpayers' money is going to be wasted on a case we could have sorted out amongst ourselves.
I agree with that.
I didn't actually see it, but I took the, he said the Avon lady's word. Is it Avon?
Avon, yeah.
Stratford at Avon. I think that's where William Shakespeare's from. But I took her word for it and said I was sorry. There are much bigger problems in the world than a tiny chihuahua. And he's just ticked off about the whole situation.
I was shaking.
He said he plans to fight the case. So
good.
It's your blood.
So what?
Can't be having dogs running around biting people.
It's a chihuahua.
It's supposed to be on a leash, probably.
It was in the house. You don't put a dog on a leash in the house.
That's a good point. I wasn't listening to that part of the story.
The dog was it was on his property, right? The dog was just protecting his owner.
Yeah, why was the lady going into his house?
Avon.
But didn't someone have the guy say he wasn't around? Who let her in?
He said he had three kids. I would probably say that.
Just let a stranger in? Do they know each other?
My money would actually be on the kids letting the dog out by accident, but they don't.
Letting the dog out.
By accident, yeah.
Yeah, so this happened out in front of the
house. So put the kids in jail.
It's their fault.
Juvie. That's the answer.
This next story, I'm just kind of keeping the theme of around the world.
Mm-hmm.
First off, speaking of China, which is this next story is about, but China actually...
Were we speaking of China?
No. I'm about to speak about China for one story, and I don't think I actually said that, and then I just kind of got ahead of myself. But two stories quick on China. Apparently, China just landed a rover on Mars, so they're the second country to have done that.
It's a hoax.
Could be. I can't really trust anything that Chinese state media puts out. The next story, though, is about some college students in China. They're now going to be doing some jail time because they hacked the system, but it was a glitch in the system that they took advantage of.
American college students?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
No. But students who hacked KFC for $31,000 worth of chicken jailed in China. Essentially, this story goes on. Yeah. This student found a loophole in their system to where they were able to order the chicken, but then get a refund through the app. Mm. And they just kept buying the chicken and getting their money back. So that's pretty much all they ate. And it got to the point to where they found out, like, I guess the government found out about it and charged the kids with fraud. And now they're going to be spending multiple years in prison.
With the chihuahua.
No, yeah.
Who dies first?
Yeah, the kids, if that chihuahua.
That's true.
This is according to the New York Post, but it says their scam took place in 2018 after one of them discovered a glitch on KFC's online order platform allowing them to access an endless supply of fried chicken. The five college con artists involved in the grift were handed down a range of sentences by the People's Court of I don't know the name of that province.
Chongqing.
That's racist, Chris.
No.
It's in.
That's a real one.
They're in Shanghai, but from 13 to 30 months, according to the Daily Mail and recent Chinese language reports, with fines set between $150, which is like 1,000 yuan.
Yen.
No.
No?
Yen's Y-E-N. That's Japanese currency. I don't know what the Chinese
spell yuan.
Y-U-A-N.
Hmm.
And $900, which is 6,000 yuan, I guess. I don't know.
How much money worth of chicken was it?
$31,000.
$31,000 worth of chicken over 2 years?
I don't know when they actually started the scam. But
I thought it said 2018.
Well, that's when they got caught.
Oh.
So I don't know how many years before that they
for
were doing 10 it.
10 years. I just eat chicken.
I mean,
it could have been that long
because
the ringleader was only 23 years old. So
ringleader,
yeah,
a hungry college kid wanting chicken is wow. That's sad.
Being fully aware of this bug, the convicted deliberately engaged in false transactions and illegally profited from them, which constituted the crime of fraud. The group's 23-year-old ringleader, identified only as Zhu, defrauded the company out of 9,000. All told, they stole more than 31,000 worth of food from Yum Brands, which owns the KFC name. KFC is actually like the most popular fast food restaurant in China. It's pretty crazy.
Really?
Yeah, they're huge over there. The simple scheme involved a loophole between KFC's app and the restaurant's page on Chinese social network WeChat, which allowed Zhu to use a voucher for free food while also being refunded. It's been reported that Zhu later began shilling out the free food he'd reaped as a side hustle. That's where he really got in trouble from a fraud standpoint.
I was about to say, wouldn't a smart play be to resell the chicken?
Yeah, so that's where he got in trouble. He probably would have been, again, it's China, so I don't know, but he probably would have been a lot better off had he not started to try to sell it on the side to make money.
So he found a group of people who loved KFC, sold them KFC, I would say at a small discount, while getting it for free from KFC. So not only did he steal $31,000 worth of chicken from KFC, he was pocketing. Well, then just pay it back if he's got it on the side.
The smart play would be to get like some type of kind of like delivery van set up, you know, with some heaters and stuff in there, and get you
tons of cigarettes. Yeah,
get a side graphics company to put your KFC logo on it, or just pretend to be a KFC person, get it print on there, and then
the real business would be going into chicken laundering.
Well, and then you could mark it up, actually, you know. You basically be like, this is, you know,
delivery chicken.
Exactly. It's kind of like
love that chicken.
Well, the case has really sparked a big debate because it kind of goes back to, well, obviously you can get into the fraud situation, but the bigger issue at hand is how they were able to just simply buy chicken and then notice there was a glitch on the company's end. That shouldn't be on them for just taking advantage of Yum, or I guess whichever entity owns the platform that KFC was using.
I don't think you have to necessarily let the company know if they've made a mistake on something, but when you exploit the mistake, that is fraud.
But I'm saying like the initial problem behind, because they were still in trouble to an extent for just taking advantage of the company, even though they then started to move on from that. This story is, I got, let's see here, two more to get into.
Did you say the China rover thing was the third country to land on Mars, or second?
The article I read said second.
This
is that really
third,
not actually?
So Russia's already done.
Also a hoax. They might all be a hoax. I don't know.
Traveling to Mars is apparently the easy part. It's landing that's the challenge.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, have you seen inside like the control rooms whenever like there's, I don't know, like 50 people just sitting there like waiting to see what happens? And it's pretty much just on one guy to technically like land that rover. And then, of course, like, because they spent billions and billions of dollars on this one mission.
It's like when you're all watching that one kid play the video game, and it's that last little part that no one's been able to get, and he's right there, and everybody's like, hold their breath.
Got to jump over the fire and then get the axe from Bowser.
This next story, I'm actually bringing it back home. We go to West Virginia. But some pharmaceutical executives are really in trouble because, as we know, the opioid crisis has been a big problem. But
yeah, pretty
actually,
big deal.
There's
in West
actually
Virginia.
Been court documents release some exchanges between top execs at AmerisourceBergen, which is pharmaceutical company, and they've been big on getting oxycodone and hydrocodone into West Virginia, but they just started labeling. They realized like how much money they were making off of West Virginians, and so they were referring to them as pillbillies.
In like company emails and documents?
Yeah.
That is not.
Yeah.
What is wrong with people?
That's bad.
Yeah. Executives at drug seller giant Amerisource Bergen Corporation mocked West Virginians as pillbillies during the height of the opioid addiction crisis. And the corporate employees even were circulating a parody of the Beverly Hillbillies theme, featuring a poor mountaineer barely keeping his habit fed. And this, of course, is, there's some lyrics that they put out there, but it just really is like to show you like how scummy these people actually are. And I mean, tons of Americans were dying because of this situation, and they're just like mocking the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So, but
reminds me of Martin Shkreli.
Yeah, apparently. No, this is why I wanted to get into it. How many, between 2007 and 2012, how many doses of opioids between just the oxycodone and hydrocodone do you think were actually shipped into West Virginia?
Between when?
07 and 2012. I might have said that wrong initially.
So for like 4 years?
Like a 5-year period.
So how many actual pills?
Mm-hmm.
15 million.
90 million.
90 million.
Good grief.
Yeah.
And they did this knowing exactly what was happening.
I don't think it started off that way, but obviously once you kind of get into that after a year or two and you realize like how much money you're making off of it, then yeah, they would.
That's one of those where you really probably try not to dig deeper, but if they're calling them pillbillies, they knew exactly what was happening.
Yeah, I mean, it got to that point. So, and well, I mean,
the good news is I've heard the, the pollen's so bad around here that a lot of the meth dealers are actually, you know, reverse engineering to make their money on Sudafed.
So
we got that going for us.
But just to, like, I mean, give you an idea of, and again, like, I'm sure not all of these stayed in West Virginia, but West Virginia's population in 2010 was only 1.85 million. So it's basically like 45 pills per West Virginian is like how you could like just do the math real quickly. So,
over a 5-year stretch,
mm-hmm.
Man,
so the point of that was just to highlight like how big of an issue it actually was. The fact that there's that many pills, and obviously not everyone's on the pills, and
well, that even makes it worse.
Yeah,
every one person that's not on them, that means it's 90 for the other, and so on and so forth.
Yeah,
jeez.
So,
pillbillies.
Yeah,
classy.
So I don't know. It, like, and again, those lawsuits have been dragging on for a long time, and remains to be seen what ends up happening. But and then my final story before we gotta get out of break, but apparently a lottery winner out in California accidentally threw their $26 million ticket in the laundry.
Oh, no.
Damaging it to the point that they were not able to claim their prize.
Well, that would be my first move. Oh, I won $26 million. That's amazing. Tell you what, this would be a really good time to do some laundry.
They did not realize. The ticket had not.
Oh, they had
not.
Okay.
Point.
Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't like they meant to do it, but this was a situation where they were able to. I don't even think the person realized what had happened. Essentially, they were able to track down, as you know, whenever there's a winning lottery ticket, where it was initially sold.
Right.
So they found the store where it was sold, and they were able to watch the video footage because, I mean, like a lot of times for states, they will set aside part of their budget,
mm-hmm.
factoring in like, oh, we got to pay this many millions of dollars out.
Sure.
So they're like, how come no one has claimed this yet? So when they went and they checked all the tapes, they're like, well, it was
here's
sold
when
to this
it was
person.
Sold. Yeah, yeah.
And so then they kind of like did a little bit of a deep dive and tracked it down. And then they ended up going to like a laundromat and they found out. And then that person, I think they contacted them like, I'm pretty sure I washed it. And so then $26 million is to the point they were trying to use that footage to then claim like, hey, this is what happened. But based off the rules, they're not going to be able to claim that $26 million. So the full thing is not being paid out. But I think what they're doing is, let's see here. The prize is unclaimed. A one-time payout of $19.7 million will go to California's public schools, according to the state's lottery. But apparently more than $1 billion in unclaimed prizes has been given to Golden State schools over the years.
Okay.
So.
It stinks to be that person, but at least the money goes to a worthy cause.
It's just crazy, like, how many people buy lottery tickets and then never realize that they actually won. or forget to like log it.
Got to check your numbers.
But that was the depot for today. They got some interesting headlines, I thought. So that's what I was doing.
That
for
was
the first
a double
hour.
Portion.
Mm-hmm. That was good. It was a good depot
of the Davy Depot. Maybe one of your best ever.
Well, thank you.
Probably not the best, but up there. I'll give it a passing grade.
Ditto.
I've still got some more stories for later on in the week.
I'll give it a solid C.
Okay. Bye. Yeah.
C plus. Good all start right. for the week.
You're listening to Three and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio.
Final segment of the program. Hope you've enjoyed it. If you miss any portion, check out the podcast. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. Get those directly to your device. Could be a pretty big weekend. We got the PGA Championship. Big, big baseball series. Both starting on Thursday, too.
Mm-hmm.
Golf and the...
Yeah, and Thursday's the big.
Mm-hmm.
Vol tennis in action, Vol golf in action today.
Tennis starts here in the next 10 minutes, I believe, from Orlando, Arizona.
Leading off with doubles.
Yeah, I think they just play one set these days for doubles.
Hmm.
Three matches, best two out of three gets 1 point. But a lot of times, that's the difference. When Tennessee beat Florida, or to win the SEC championship, that doubles point was crucial. So we'll see how they stack up with Arizona. Arizona's the 18th seed in the tournament. Tennessee's the three.
Three, yep.
So
I think they're three in golf also.
Oh, really?
Yep. For Tennessee golf, best overall win percentage since 2009, highest SEC win percentage since 1995, and they finished top four in their last three tournaments.
Tennessee.
Now you know.
If they beat Arizona in tennis, we'll play the winner of Georgia and North Carolina.
Georgia.
North Carolina is actually the favorite in that one. They're the sixth seed. Georgia's the 11. If we played Georgia during the year.
I'm sure we did.
This isn't a current Tennessee player news, but over the weekend, well, I guess it would have been Friday, the Denver Broncos cut Juwan James.
Oh, really?
I added it up. Again, there's still going to be a lot to kind of come out of that. Ian Rappaport just tweeted out about it, but I was like, that's still pretty amazing to me. So I kind of crunched the numbers, and I was thinking, like, all right, so he signed to be the highest-paid right tackle at the end of the 2018 season with Denver.
Mm-hmm.
So it turns out he only ended up playing 63 snaps for Denver, and his guaranteed money at signing was $27 million. So that comes out to $428,571.43 a snap.
Good money if you can get it. Apparently he's considering a $10 million grievance through the Players Association.
Okay.
Just thought I'd let you know. He also posted that his surgery went well, that he's going to remain positive and try to be better than he was before.
Okay.
Well, I'm just filling in the info here.
If Tennessee wins today, they play again on Thursday in the tennis.
Okay. So, yeah. Thursday's going to be a big day.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're winning today, bud.
Yeah, we beat Georgia 4-2 during the season.
I like that.
Our doubles lineup is Waltz / Pat, Jomo / Prada, and Huss / Mark.
All right.
Yeah.
It's going to be on TV, right? I mean, like the app thing, SEC?
I don't know.
Oh, no. It says the Tennis One app. What the hell is that?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
One of those, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
So I got to download
it.
This
is where the NCAA didn't just...
pay the entry fee, remember to cancel.
Oh, yeah, today's also tax day. Just remember that.
True. Hope you're done, Dave.
I've already got my return.
For this year?
Mm-hmm. I had it 3 days after I filed. Yeah,
you're like behind 2 years or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you just do it wrong.
No, maybe I that's do. Your no, problem. I use TurboTax.
See, same pay here.
For,
same
I pay
here.
For the service. This is an outrage.
I was surprised. I checked my bank account, and I was like, where'd that money come from? I was like, nope. I was like, somebody accidentally make a mistake? Nope, IRS just already got it in there. So.
Well, I'll check mine after the show.
Shouts out.
Good for
even
you,
though
baby.
I don't agree with you all in the first place, and stealing from a lot of people. That's neither here nor there, though. So.
What?
What are you saying? Nothing. Taxation is theft?
Something along those lines.
How else would they pay to fix that bridge in Memphis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess
you're... Oh, that's like a... I thought that was just like a rhetorical question.
No.
I don't know if that's actually coming from federal taxpayer dollars, but... Tennessee doesn't have a state income tax. I don't know.
Maybe deep dive that.
Yeah.
Bring it back to us tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'd be interested to know.
Downloading this Tennis One app right now.
Are you serious? Why? Don't do that. Don't give them the satisfaction.
No, it's free to download. I'm just going to see. Just going to make sure.
Oh, how much they're going to charge you to watch some collegiate tennis today? So the SEC Network Plus isn't there? Seriously? What's going on here?
Apparently not.
Certainly not.
Tap for live.
Certainly not. Lady Vol softball earned the number 9 national seed in the NCAA tournament. They will host for the 16th straight year.
All right.
So you got that going for you.
It's free.
No.
It is.
Nothing's free.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Keep digging.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching it.
And?
And then it.
Yes? Go on.
No, I can watch the court on the small window, but if I click on any one court. To like go full screen, I guess it like tries to charge me.
Like I said, nothing is free. Don't be duped.
It just says sign in. I don't know about. I don't know if I have to pay for something. I don't know.
All right.
Hmm.
Thanks for checking that, Hodges. We appreciate it.
I mean, I can. The three courts are right here.
Are you recommending the app or not?
Yeah, I mean. I'm watching them get ready to play right now. They're starting
on how big of a screen within your screen?
Like normal YouTube size for portrait mode.
Okay, it's not the worst, but you're not going to have any commentary.
Commentary match.
Yeah, we'll flush that out later, probably. Great job today, everyone. Really cracked it.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully some news happens today. Otherwise, we're going to be ranking SEC starting quarterbacks by tomorrow. I can already feel it.
Can't wait.
Oh, God.
List season, baby.
I will be sick.
Let's go. Oh, no. I think I just crashed my phone.
Give me quarterback by
buyer
committee.
Beware. Or non-buyer. It was free.
Oh, yeah. Congrats on the virus from Tennis One.
Hopefully Tennessee gets it done today.
Talk about your all-time backfires.
I'll try and break down the tennis tomorrow. That'll give us a good 4.5 minutes.
Might be 4 minutes too long.
The Blitz is next. Keep it locked in for more Fan Run Radio.